It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. Illinois is now in year four of fairly low farm income, and no turnaround is in sight, according to Farm Bureau Chief Economist Mike Doherty. In this interview with GLT's Charlie Schlenker, Doherty says this is mainly due to low prices tied to increases in supply from competitors in Argentina and Brazil. Doherty says this year represents a slight decrease from last year in Illinois.
Even though we are still selling our exports overseas, and we're capturing those sales, we have a declining share compared to South America. So it makes it more difficult for our farmers, and it backs up our supply of corn and soybeans, that we end up with lower domestic prices.
Since the Trump election and the president's emphasis on manufacturing protection, are we seeing an impact on the farm economy from larger U.S. economic policy?
No, not really. Nothing has happened there in terms of this administration changing anything. It's still, has to do with gold more than anything else, global supply and demand.
Is there a perception issue, though, with foreign ag customers saying, I don't know what the U.S. will do about NAFTA, or what is the president going to do now that TPP is dead? So I will look to other suppliers for additional product.
They haven't made our main buyers, as you know, or for soybean side is China and Southeast Asia. And on the corn side, and especially if you include our meat products, then you're looking at Mexico and Canada. Particularly Mexico is a very strong market for us, and then followed by both Japan and South Korea there. And they haven't changed their purchases from us. In fact, in 2017, both corn was down only slightly in the middle of the year. It ended up pretty high, and our dried distillers grains, which is a corn-like product that comes out of our ethanol plants, actually increased in sales to Mexico. So what we do know, though, is from the people we work with in Mexico, is they're nervous about the future. And would the U.S. pull out of NAFTA? And if that were to happen, then those buyers could see an increase in the price of corn that they normally buy from us. So, yes, they are talking more to other suppliers than they would have in the past. Part of that, though, is because, as I said, both Argentina and Brazil have simply increased their exports anyway. Argentina elected a new president almost 2 years ago. I think it was actually just about 2 years ago, and eliminated an export tax on corn and allowed their currency to float, which caused the value of their currency to decline, made them much more competitive in the corn market. And over in Brazil, and further north in Brazil, their producers expanded their what they call their double cropping or second crop of corn after soybeans. So there's been, increased availability from both Argentina and Brazil, regardless of what the U.S. was going to do. It's just that, with the talk of withdrawing from NAFTA, of course, our buyers, certainly Mexico, are talking to the people who now are knocking on their door and saying, we've got more corn than we had last year.
What are farmers doing in Illinois as a result of three going on 4 years of low prices?
Right. So the farmers are changing what they can change, which is a lot of it involves cost cutting. So we had a survey we did of our farmers here who are attending the Illinois Farm Bureau annual meeting in Chicago yesterday and today. And that survey result showed that 85% of them are plan to delay equipment purchases. So in other words, get by with the equipment you have. Don't invest more. Over a third of them said that they plan to try to reduce their interest payments or their farm debt. And that fits in, if you saw the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank survey that was done in mid-September, and the results, they reported those in November. They had the same results in that district, which covers northern Illinois, which is that an increase in the restructuring and delaying of loan repayments. And they're according to the survey results here in Chicago with our membership, said that they would try a third said they would try to delay or cut back on fertilizer or chemical purchases, and one-fourth said they would try to reduce their hired labor costs, maybe get by without hiring a extra person during the spring planting and fall harvest seasons.
Agriculture, of course, is huge in Illinois and huge in McLean County, but the overall economy is clipping along at about 3% growth. How much of the entire economy is ag?
It's substantial, and I think what people need to realize is that especially when you're looking downstate Illinois and you look at counties that are almost entirely ag, you look, think of counties like Livingston and ones, you know, outside of McLean County where you don't have a strong non-agricultural base, those counties become very, very dependent on agriculture. Look at states that do not have Chicago that are very ag-dependent, like Iowa. And we're downstate Illinois, ag economy is very similar to Iowa. Bloomington, Peoria, you could transfer to Waterloo and Des Moines, right? And when you look at that, that gives kind of a clear picture because you don't have Chicago in the numbers, in the mix. And you look at those states during those four boom years of, what, 2009 through 2013, and they were doing great. I mean, they had very low unemployment, very high growth. Now there's been a reversal. So that kind of gives us an idea, you know, as a proxy as to what we've, what's been happening in downstate Illinois.
How is the Illinois Farm Bureau reacting?
You know, there's general concern there. What can we do as a farm association to try to not just cut supplies, but what we can do to boost demand? And so in the opening general session with our president, he asked everybody in the room, there's, I estimate, between 1,300 to 1,400 people in the opening session there, sitting there, pull out their cell phones and text to a number their support for NAFTA. And then they had up on the screen all those text messages coming in according to where those phones are located in the state of Illinois, and the whole map of Illinois lit up. So that was kind of a dramatic moment up here in Chicago to show that the level of support amongst the farm community and all these family-owned farm businesses for the U.S. to stay in the trade agreements that we have.
Illinois Farm Bureau Chief Economist Mike Doherty spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. The Illinois agricultural economy is more than $121 billion.